We'll be right back. You are tuned in to Underland Radio. I am your host, DJ Mad Hatter, and we have our special guest mixer on the line with us right now, Mr. J. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Thank you, Richard, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yes. I know I shouted. I forget. There was an event in LA we were at, and I told you, I was like, I'm going to reach out to you because I need to get you on the show. Yeah, I wanted to ask, what inspired you to start DJing?
Well, you know, music's always been a big part of my life.
Okay.
You know, I started playing in a band in high school. You know, my roots are in like punk, hardcore.
Oh, really? Okay.
And yeah, so I mean, I grew up in that. And, you know, as I got older, I got more into production and then kind of fell in love with electronic music.
Okay.
Late in high school.
Uh-huh.
You know, in high school, I did have a pair of turntables, and you know, it was like my sister's boyfriend brought him over to the house because I guess he didn't have space for him. So I started messing and collecting vinyl there, but I never really, you know, I was kind of messing with more like scratching and stuff because I was in a band, and at that time, bands were starting to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't get into beat matching on vinyl quite much. But, you know, again, I was really into production. And I was making, you know, all kinds of music throughout the years. And I really didn't actually start DJing as far as beat matching until about 2011.
Okay.
I picked up a controller at the time, DDJ SX Pioneer. And then I just kind of went with that. I kind of always wanted to. Like, you know, I was always the person, whether it be at a party in college or even at family events, I was always in charge of picking music. I like always enjoyed just setting a vibe. What should the vibe be? What could it be? What should it be? Kind of thing. I think I just kind of fell into it, you know, just because I always loved all kinds of music throughout the years.
That's dope, man. And so you have production. You kind of started with that production background already when you had the chance on the, you know, the vinyl turntables, but now you guys actually produce.
Yes. So, I've been, you know, honestly, I haven't really been booking shows as much or really even going out, man. I've just been in the studio just trying to really hammer out some tracks and just kind of